Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Katie, this made me laugh so hard the other day. I posted on social about my kids' back-to-school list from school. And then I'm, like, scrolling through Instagram, and you had just posted about your kids' back-to-school list. I'm like, this is what's on every mom's mind right now.
Well, let me...
It was hilarious.
I don't know.
Like,
what,
within an hour of each other, we were both stressing about back-to-school
list. Let me just say this. Everyone's always, you know, before I had a school-age kid, everyone was like, oh, the school supplies are so expensive, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's the big deal? Just like what? Like some like pens and crayons and stuff? Now, admittedly, River is going to, she's going to a different school than your kids. Right. And I don't know if this is normal.
Okay.
I just want you to know, do you guess how much I spent on school supplies? Okay, tell me, because I don't know if it's like normal or not.
I was thinking about this. So I had a friend the other day tell me they spent $250 per kid.
Yes.
What it was? $250?
It was just shy of $200, which I was like,
wow.
What is... And so I appreciated this. River's school sends a school supply list, and it is, again, maybe this is par for the course, so forgive me, friends, if you're, like, laughing your butt off at me right now. It was, like, very...
Specific.
Somewhat specific. It was like five-star folders, a red five-star folder, a blue five-star folder. And I was like, okay. And then they were like, or you could just buy this box of supplies that we will just like, you know, this company just like will ship it to you. And I was like, check, box that that I don't have. I was like, it will take me days, weeks to hunt down all of these very specific things. Yeah, but I mean, literally, by the time I paid for shipping, $200.
Wow.
Is that normal?
I think that's a lot. So I will say for our kids, you know, Bennett's still in preschool, as is Sam, but for the two big kids entering second and third grade, we got their list. I will say Ella Ray is doing a looped learning, so she's got the same teacher twice. So the second year, you don't have to buy as much because it's the same teacher. So it'll say on the list, like, not this teacher.
Yeah.
Like this, if you have this teacher, you don't have to buy this. I've done about half of it, and it's probably been $20.
Yeah. How is this possible?
I think it just varies so much by district.
So
I will say it's funny. I'm actually working for work on a story about and teacher shortages for our investigative unit. But I only bring this up to say that I was interviewing a teacher who brought up this very point and said, you know, it's so dependent on your district. And she had worked in a more rural district where she said, I mean, the lists were so long. There was so much that we depended on the parents for. And now that I'm in a larger district, the lists are much shorter. Like, they just have more money, so, like, they don't call on the parents for as much. So I think a lot of it depends on where you are.
So that's what I was going to say. This is what I will say. And I appreciate this, to be honest, about River's school. Like, there were, like, Lysol wipes and hand sanitizer and, you know, just cleaning supplies. And I think it's because, you know, the school is like, hey, we need you to
step up.
You know, these are like things that I think are probably on wish lists, maybe in other districts or classrooms. And they're like, we're not going to put this on the wish list. We're just going to tell you need to buy them because we need this. And I got to say this. I'm happy. I'm happy to provide cleaning supplies for River's classroom.
Right.
I just did not anticipate. It was like just all of the other things that I was like, whoa. Like.
Yeah. And FYI, like our kids both have Clorox wipes on their list.
They do
too.
Or they don't.
They do. Oh, yeah. And ours are good. I like the way ours do it because they have this is what you need. And they say, don't put your name on anything besides the water bottle. Like, this is a shared thing. Like, send in whatever it is. Like, a crayon box, pencils, folders, but don't put your name on it. We're going to get the whole lot of it, and we're going to divvy it up amongst all the students.
Yeah.
So ours is, I mean, I bet I will spend total probably $50 on two kids.
Wow.
Maybe. But I also, you know me, I like do my research and find out which, where I can get glue sticks the cheapest. Should I go to the, you know, Walmart, order online at Target, like, you know, whatever. But I will say the thing that's funny to me is the specificity of it. Mm-hmm. Like the colored folders, which thankfully at Target, P.S., they do have all of the colors and you can buy one at a time. But I remember, I think it was last year, they wanted specific colors. And I ended up, I was at a store that didn't have them in that way. And so I bought like three different packs of folders just to get like, well, this one only has the purple and this one only has the red. Yeah, it's interesting. And then the pencils is hilarious to me. Like it has to be the Black Warrior or the Ticonderoga. And I'm like, what? Like, does it really matter the brand of pencil?
Because
the Target ones are real cheap. Yeah. Can I get the Target pencils?
I don't know the answer to those questions other than it must. Otherwise, why would they ask for
it? It's funny. I saw a hilarious meme that was like, those parents that buy the Rose Art crayons, like, shame on you. And I've, like, totally bought those in the
past.
What
are the Rose Art? Are those, like, the cheap
ones? Like, the cheap ones.
Oh, like, not the Crayola ones?
Not the Crayola. Yeah, but, I mean, that's, like, you know, saves you, like, $2.50. Yeah. And if you're buying a couple of those, starts to add up. Yeah. I feel bad that it was so expensive for you because I don't think ours are as terrible. And you know, but like I said, it is nice to have like, okay, here's what we really need, and then here's the wish list if you're if you're feeling adventurous. Or some things like, you know, this kid's class asked for this in the main list and this one it's an extra, but I'm like, well, I'm already buying the pack, so like here, you can have these for that. You know what I mean?
I don't know the reason why this list
was
I mean, there were a bunch of cleaning products on it. Mm-hmm. But I again, happy to do it. I just was like...
Yeah, it's a lot.
I was kind of like, oh, okay, I get it. Like all these... Mm-hmm. We do like school supply drives every year here at the station, and I've always kind of... I haven't thought about it, but now I understand, like, oh my, like, it's expensive.
It's a thing.
So, you know... I mean, we could do a whole podcast on just anticipating and getting ready.
But
for
I do
our
think
school,
I think it varies vastly by district. I think it varies vastly by where you live and kind of what situation your school is in. But I do think there's a lot of other parents who spend hundreds of dollars per kid, which is a big expense.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. So,
which leads us right into our first article.
Which leads us into our first article, which is from Scary Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Back to school doesn't have to be like this. This summer, I am opting out of the frenetic preparations that steal our lazy summer days. She talks about how she, over the summer, she was going shopping for pool toys, and instead of in the pool, there being pool toys where they're supposed to be, there were like school supplies. Then she went back a week later, and they were completely picked over, and it was still in the middle of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this happens. I mean, in the retail world, it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's right now, it's the middle of August, and it's I get an email at least once a day and catalogs at home for Halloween. And I mean, it's the same thing. And like in October, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's a little bit of...
But it is interesting that it's, like, turned into a per se holiday, right? Like, why are we, like, blowing out back to school as if it's Christmas?
Yeah. So she talks about basically she just doesn't want to do it. And it is, like, the hype of back to school. And I'm real... Again, my first year... River has gone to preschool the past 2 years. This is her first year, you know, kindergarten. And I am kind of... taken aback and just the preparation, the mental load of back to school, how much time and effort I have put into this, like school shoe shopping. River needed school uniforms. You know, I've been to the school uniform place 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
In the last month. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. I just went yesterday. I just went yesterday after working like a 12-hour day. I went to the school uniform place because there was like one more thing that we needed to get.
But at least once you get all the uniforms, then you're set.
I don't know. Is that true? I guess. So anyway, this author talks about just taking everything down a little bit of a notch. She said that one of her friends said, I stopped doing things that only I thought were cute a long time ago. So if my kid wants a fresh cut or new shoes for the school year, that is great. They need to feel confident on the first day. So that's my barometer. not all the other BS. So if it's important to your kid, let's go ahead and do it. If it's not important to your kid, let's not do it. And I think some of this, I needed to like read this article today because I do find, I'm like worried about the shoes and the socks that go with the uniform and like are the shorts the right, River has this like spirit day on Thursdays and does she have like the right t-shirt that, you know, River does not care. Now River will care 10 minutes before school starts, like what her hair, like if it's the, if, you know, she won't like the shoes and, you know, because she's
that
River.
Age. Yeah.
But like right now, it is not on her radar. Mm-hmm. Like even, we've talked about her uniform, but she's not worried about it. Mm-hmm. She's not thinking about her school shoes. Mm-hmm. She doesn't care if you have those signs. I was like, well, we're going to do the signs? Are we going to do the like River's first day at kindergarten? Mm-hmm. Like I got to order this, whatever. Like I already like have it together in my house. Stop. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And it just sort of, I like this idea of sort of, like, if it's not important to your kid, it should probably stop being important to you. I like, did not get her a new lunchbox, and I didn't get her a new backpack because I am trying. The other thing this article points out is, like, hey, guess what? Like, you can buy a backpack, like, in
anytime.
December
yeah.
if you want. If the backpack, like, isn't working, you don't like it, like, you don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good reminder. And as in many things in life, right? We're, like, trying to keep up with the other families and keep up with what their friends are doing.
It's totally a keeping up with the Joneses thing.
They don't care. I mean, I will say we don't have the sign, and I think my kids are fine, I think, from all, and you know.
Brian just sent me, like, a TikTok of, like, some of, like, take this picture, and then don't forget to take this picture, and then he put it all together, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I need to make a list of, like.
So stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we will undoubtedly like take a random picture in a random room in our house, and it'll probably be poorly lit, and we'll have to go back and be like, "Now, what grades were they in?" Because we won't have a little cute sign. But I do think that the point here is that I like where she's going with this. That like, let's just take it down a notch, and if it matters to the kid, it matters, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. It's hard.
Really,
it's hard to do sometimes because you don't want to feel like you're letting your kid. And the other thing it mentions in this article, I think, is that, you know, and once your kids get older, you know, you don't want them to come home and say, oh, well, this kid had this, and how come we didn't have this? And, like, you don't want them to feel like they're missing out on something. But I don't really think that any kid's going to be like, oh, Mom, why didn't you make me get my hair cut again?
Oh, no.
And,
for sure.
You know, take a picture with a particular sign.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that, you know, but it's hard in the moment to because you want to do everything and have it be the special thing. And
I know, but then I think it sometimes loses the specialness. I'm just telling you, I have been surprised at just the mental load of having my only kid go to kindergarten and, like, go to school for the first time, and, like, that's a huge milestone, but then just the pressure of
all of the other things.
And, I mean, I'm not gonna call out, like, specific things, obviously, but there's a lot of things that are happening that the school has planned before the first day of school, and I find myself, like, oh, my gosh, I'm, like, working, and then I have a whole day of things to do at the school before school starts.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, Brian and I get a new email about, like, now we're doing this, and we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, guys, I just need to, like, dial this back.
Take a minute, yeah.
And
P.S., also, Katie, like, it's okay if you don't go to all those things.
Oh, gosh. Well, I just told you in the last podcast that I'm like, this is a new leaf, and I'm going to be, like, the joiner and do all of the things.
Yeah, but you can't. You just can't.
I mean, I can't. But I am going to make an effort.
You know, we're not even saying, too, is another thing on top of all this. Like, the doctor's forms from the pediatrician and the immunization records and the birth certificate, if you're starting some places, like, I, like, needed Bennett's birth certificate, and we couldn't find it. So then I had to go to, like, the Register of Deeds and get the birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much. If it makes you feel better in terms of missing things, I foolishly plan for the 1 week that our big kids are going to their grandparents' house is the week of the back-to-school night.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Whoops. I mean, we're going to miss it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That, like, kids are supposed to go to that or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kids go. And my kids love it every year, and it's like a thing, and you meet your teacher, and you see your classroom, and you color a sheet of paper and whatever, whatever. But, yeah, like, we're going to miss it. And you know what? I was feeling kind of bad about it, and then I was like, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to get, like, their whole year of school is going to be ruined because they didn't go to a 15-minute, like, meet the teacher thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a terrible
idea.
No,
I think that's a...
You know, for Ellery and Henry, they've already been there anyway.
Yeah.
And Ellery has the same teacher, too, so it's like, whatever. But it probably would have been wise to introduce her to her school before her first day. But, again, I just feel like we can't make our whole lives be surrounded by this one event, right?
I mean, I think you need to pick and choose what's important in regards to this event and kind of let the rest of the stuff go.
Go, yeah.
I'm going to, I'm anxious to talk to you to do our next podcast because
see how it all
I want to see, like, the fruition of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
This is, so River's nanny gave me this book before River started preschool. And I'll tell you, I think I have like a little bit of PTSD because, you know, River was kind of like a pandemic kid, doesn't have any siblings. So her first year of preschool, the first like 2 months,
I remember,
were very difficult us. Like crying, like, and I'm not even, you know, obviously I'm working while River is like the process of getting her to school. And one day I had off and I saw it and I was like, this is devastating. Like River, she just had a really hard time. The separation anxiety was very real. We kind of worked it out. It was fine. But anyway, so in the midst of all of this, our nanny gave us this book that her daughter had used with her kids. It's called The Kissing Hand.
Mm.
Do you know this book?
Yeah, we have it.
Mm-hmm. It's by Audrey Penn. And basically the gist is, you know, you kiss your hand, you kiss your kid's hand, and it's like whenever they're missing you, they can like sort of rely on that, you know, that mm-hmm. hand and know that you're thinking about mm-hmm. them. It's just really sweet. So
it is a sweet
book. Highly recommend it. I haven't read it to, I'm saving it for the night before kindergarten. We just only mm-hmm. read it like once a year, but it's like, I don't know, $12.99 on Amazon. You can literally mm-hmm. like overnight it. The paperback is cheap. Get it. It's cute.
A good book. Yeah, it's a really good book. Yeah. I like that one. Our next article, our kids are friends. Does that mean we have to be too? Whew, this is interesting and very like on point for where I am in life right now. So it talks about how, you know, you meet your kid, makes friends with people and then wants to do play dates and such. And, you know, are you supposed to be friends with your kids' friends' parents?
Right.
Like, right. Do the parents have to be friends? What if you don't like each other? What if you're mm-hmm. different? Mm-hmm. You know, how mm-hmm. does that work? And then it also talks about, which I haven't experienced this yet, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point. If your kids have a falling out, what if you were really close with the kid's parents? Mm-hmm. And then, like, what do you do? Is that, it's, like, super
this
awkward.
This is awful. This is awful.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, and also, you know, parents often have different rules. You know, it's just kind of a tricky thing. I feel like we're fortunate in that a lot of our friends have kids similar ages. Mm-hmm. So we just, like, make them be friends with
I was just
our
thinking that. That's
friends'
like,
kids.
Right,
like,
right,
because
right.
that's easier. But I get that they're also little and at some point they're going to, like, want to make their own friends.
Yeah.
It's funny. We just did a play date with one of Henry's friends who we met at camp. And it was a guy who... you know, a family I didn't know. And I had actually never even met the dad because we were dropping off and picking up at different times. But the camp counselor said to me, hey, Henry and this kid have become really good friends. You guys should hang out. Here's the parent wants to get together. Here's their contact info. But it was funny as I was meeting, we met at a playground, of course. But as I was meeting him, I was like, I don't even know who this person is.
It was like a date.
Like.
It was like a Match.com situation,
Which, it was amazing. We got along great, and the boys played really well together. But it was funny because at one point he, you know, I have, unfortunately, had all four kids. And so I, like, had to text him, like, I'm schlumping along on my other kids, too. Sorry. Like, they'll just kind of play on their own. But at one point, to be nice, he was like, one of them had to go to the bathroom. And he was like, oh, I'll take them because my kid has to go, too.
Yeah.
And then and I was like, okay, great, because, you know, you don't want to take four kids to the porta potty. And then it was funny. It occurred to me, I just let my kid go somewhere I can't see them.
Yeah.
With legit a total stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, I only know him through his child, yeah. who seems lovely,
yeah.
and he seems lovely. But yeah. it was just one of those times where, you know, you ever, like, stop and think, like, this, like, if you take this out of the parenting
yeah.
world, the parenting context, this
yeah.
is weird.
Yeah.
Like, why did I just let my, you know, of course, they came back and everything was fine and the parent was very lovely. But it does make you think. And then he was like, well, we should do this again. You know, maybe we can meet up at a brewery. And it is kind of that, like, okay, like, are we friends?
Yeah.
It, as you say, like, the whole, like, meeting up for the first play date, it's always awkward to me, too, when they get to be the age where, like, okay, is this a drop-off?
Right.
Is this a stay with them?
Right.
You know, it's just, it's all very socially
interesting. Well, and there's no rules for it. So
yeah.
it's kind of like you're trying to play by the rules, but you don't really have the rule book. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
you're kind of, because, I mean, I feel the same way. River, there's a little girl at River's preschool who, like, she and River just, like, totally clicked. And it is her parents go to church with us. And but we didn't really realize that until, you know, River and this little girl became friends. And now we've done some things with the parents, like, we're planning some stuff with the parents, and it's like you're still trying to, like, sort of figure it all out because
yeah.
you didn't meet them in the way that you have met.
We have mutual
right or
interests.
Like, you know, you and I met because you were a coworker first,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, your friends that you went to college with, or, you know, it's just like it's the first, like, mm-hmm. friends. River was, like, friends with the little girl before we were friends
mm-hmm.
with them, so, like, you're still trying to, like, sort of sort it all out, and you don't know them that well, but, like, you're always pleasantly surprised
mm-hmm.
when it seems to
yes.
work. Like, you're like, you feel like this is, like, a bonus. Like, oh my
mm-hmm.
gosh, this is great. Not only do our, like, girls love each other, but we like the parents too. There's like,
mm-hmm.
it's a good feeling. But I do think the older your kids get, the more complicated it gets.
Mm-hmm,
especially
mm-hmm.
the part about, like, the rules. Like, this writer talks about,
yeah, like, if the parent lets them ride the bike in the street.
And they don't, and they found that afterward.
Yeah,
yeah, it's mm-hmm. those kind of things that start to get kind of interesting. So
yeah.
you don't have to be. I mean, you can. She talks about you can or you can't be friends. There's no pressure.
Well, and the other
right?
thing she says that I like, and this was my big takeaway, is, like, deal with each one individually, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you have a great match with the parents and you guys are besties,
right.
cool.
Right.
If you don't, that's okay, too.
Right, 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 right. Okay, this last article is from the New York Times, and why your kids' bad behavior may be a good thing.
Mm.
The safer children feel, the more they can show their true selves, warts and all, experts say, and that is good for their development. The writer talks about they're at a Thanksgiving dinner, and his kid basically tells the grandfather, who she rarely sees, to stop taking pictures and put down your phone. And the dad is understandably mortified. But they talk about how sometimes when kids are not, I'm trying to remember exactly how I put it here without, like, actually reading it, but basically there's, like, this been shift over the last couple of years in parenting to, like, intensive parenting and, like, where you have discussions and you empathize versus, like, that old school punishment and, like, you know, what is that saying, like, spare the rod, save the kid kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so the more comfortable kids become with adults, the more they're willing to feel safe and, you know, be a kid and
mm-hmm.
express
mm-hmm.
things that they wouldn't otherwise express, and how that's not such a bad thing. Kids blossom when they aren't afraid of their caregivers, and being fear-based is,
mm-hmm.
You know, basically I was like, oh my gosh, like, contributes to all sorts of things
right,
as
right,
they grow
down
older.
The road,
yeah.
I think there's a lot to take away from this, and
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of good points. I do think it's a fine line, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the article talks about, like, you know, we're not saying that you can let your kids do whatever they want and that they can, you know, and she even says here, which, you know, we would have never talked to our parents
yeah.
the way that our kids perhaps talk to their parents or elders or whatever, and that you want them to show respect to people. And I do think it's a generational thing, but I do also really struggle sometimes with, you know, sometimes bad behavior is just bad behavior and
mm-hmm.
it has to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's where I struggle sometimes, is that, like, you know, sometimes you need a good old-fashioned time out.
Yeah.
Which I know some parents don't agree with anymore. But, you know, I don't know. It's just really tough because I do think there's a lot to be said for this. And I think there's a lot to be said for parents being, you don't want to induce fear, right?
No.
You don't want to parent that way. But I also feel like I'm just worried that sometimes kids are going to grow up thinking they don't have any boundaries or they can do or say whatever they want. So I do think it's kind of a tricky one.
Yeah. And I mean, this writer talks about there's a middle ground here. Like, kids still need boundaries and expectations. But that, you know, science says that over time, fearing your parents makes you less confident in yourself and more in need of external validation. I can think of, like, at least one person that I went to high school with who I remember, like, her, it was known that she was raised very, very strict. Mm-hmm. And I remember all the trouble she ended up getting into in, like, our late teens and early adulthood. And I mean, this is, like, my assessment years later, but I do feel like it's because...
Did she turn out okay?
She turned out okay.
Great.
But there was a couple of years there
that
were really hard. And I feel like it was because, like, she finally got under, like, out from underneath her, like, mm-hmm. parents' thumb and, like, mm-hmm. didn't mm-hmm. know what to do with herself. Again, yeah. this is an anecdotal story.
Right, right.
It's not science here. I could see
You're not a parenting expert?
I'm not. I mean, I've read a lot of parenting articles over the past couple
years. I feel like we kind of could be.
I do say to Brian sometimes, like, you know how many parenting articles I've read? This is the way we do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Win of the week.
Well, this slides real nicely into my win.
Okay, tell me.
Which, of course, my wins always start out as fails.
That's true.
So this also coincides with back to school. Bennett does have to, for the first time, she's been at preschool but didn't need a backpack. In fact, they, like, didn't really want all the kids to bring backpacks in preschool. So she's starting at a new preschool at the Big Kids Elementary School and needs to bring a backpack, right? And so I don't know why I thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
But one afternoon I thought, you know what? Let's all go to the store. And Bennett, you can pick out a backpack. I had all the children. And in hindsight now, I'm realizing a lot of this was my fault. But anyway, so we go to the store. And I should also note that our kids, I think because of the pandemic, I never go shopping. I hate shopping.
Yeah.
They don't go to the store very much. Especially, like, we went to Walmart. We literally go to Walmart. Never.
I don't ever take River. Because I do all my shopping online, too.
Yeah,
I'm the same
like,
way.
Never. Like, we never go
I think
to the store.
Her nanny takes her to the store occasionally to, like, run errands. But, like,
right.
I could probably count on my hand the amount of times River has been at the grocery store. So
I
understand.
They never. Yeah, yeah they
so
never
So then
go.
She goes and she's like, I want everything.
So they walk into Walmart and literally within, like, we walk in and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
This was a terrible decision.
Yeah.
Before anything even happens, I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
But we had to get a couple of things. We look at some backpacks. Anyway, the hard part is, which this seems so silly to be saying this out loud, but, like, you know, the backpacks are huge. She's tiny. But I'm like, I don't want to buy, like, a tiny one that she's going to outgrow. It has to fit a folder.
We actually have a bunch of, like, backpacks, like, little preschool backpacks that people gave us over the couple. Yeah, I could have hand-me-downs.
Well,
hand-me-downs
big kids have hand-me-downs. But we had, like, run out of hand-me-downs.
Sure.
Now we're on the third kid. So we're going through the store, and I can see her, like, starting to melt down. She's like, I need my backpack. So we get to, like, the main backpack section, and she... Homegirl just, like, loses it. She just cannot. I think she just was.
Decision fatigue or what?
Yeah, she just couldn't figure it out. And, like, there was one she wanted, and I was like, no, that's, like, too big. And, it, you know, I had, like, the headphones, the lunchbox, and the. I'm like,
You're four.
We don't need the whole set here, girl. We need, like, one. Like, how about this $6.99 number?
Yeah.
This looks great. Like, let's take this. It's got unicorns. We're moving on. And she lost her mind. Could not, just couldn't make a decision. I can see the meltdown happening. She's screaming. She's crying. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, we've just got to go. Like, we're going to, like, go pay for the other things that we bought, that we picked out. I'm like, we're not going to get a backpack today. We're going to think about it. Like, you're going to get a backpack, but it's not going to be this minute.
Yeah.
And that, like, she could not process because we came to the store to buy a backpack. She could not process leaving without a backpack.
Yeah.
So we're in the checkout line. All the other kids are there. And she is literally running through Walmart screaming, I need a backpack. Screaming, crying, flailing. I'm literally apologies to anyone at this particular Walmart last Tuesday. It was one of those parenting moments where I'm like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I'm holding Sam. He's watching the whole thing unfold. Ellery and Henry are like, what do we do, Mom? And I'm like, I don't know. I actually don't know what to do. She's sprinting back and forth to the backpack section, back to the checkout line. Anyway, I finally just pick her up and put her in the cart because I'm like, at least you're contained. I'm trying to, like, talk to the checkout lady. I somehow stay calm. I'm like, Bennett, can you tell the checkout lady which one you're thinking about? She can hold it for you. Maybe we'll come back.
Yeah.
I'm trying anything I can think of. Anyway, we finally get out of the store. We get in the car. She's still screaming bloody murder. Like, cannot handle it. And she's screaming the whole way home, I need a backpack. I need a backpack. Desperate. I mean, this girl, like, epic meltdown. Worst meltdown I've ever seen of any of my kids. The funniest part, I had to, like, laugh. We're about to pull up at the house. And Sam, who is one and does not know what a backpack is or
is
know
like,
the word.
I need a backpack?
He literally, by the time we get in driveway, starts crying, legit tears, and goes, backpack, backpack, backpack. Like, he's having a meltdown over a backpack. He doesn't know what a backpack is. But, like, the tantrum has, like, you know, shifted to the baby because it's, like, so epic at this point. Anyway, the way this is finally a win, we get through the meltdown. We have, like, a long discussion, you know, whatever happens. Again, apologies to anyone in that store. Very embarrassing. But I let some time go. We have some conversations, and then we revisit about a week later. I only had two of the children this time. I had just Bennett and Sam, and I was like, you know what, Bennett? Let's try it again. We looked online, went to Target this time, looked online, saw one that appeared to be in store, in stock, and I'm like, does this look good to you? And she's like, yes. I'm like, okay, this looks good to me. I think they have it. And I said to her, I'm like, look, we are only going to get the backpack that we went in for. We're not going to buy a new lunchbox. We're not going to buy all these other things that you see that you want. Yeah. We're going to go in and get the backpack and get out. And I think just having, this is like my, I don't know why I thought that I shouldn't have done this in the first place. Having that conversation, we go into Target. She's like, oh, mommy, I want this. I'm like, nope, honey, remember, we're only getting the backpack. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. She handled it. We went in. We got said backpack. We left the store. No meltdown. Nice. We didn't buy anything extra.
Nice.
We just bought what we, so it was one of those like, okay, it was bad, but we overcame.
Yes.
You know, couple of lessons here. Talk to your children through apparently going into a store because that's like a foreign thing for mine. I don't know. We can't buy the whole store when we go. And just having those expectations. And then I was just so glad that we finally like went back to a store in person, got it. There was no meltdown. It felt like a success. It felt like a win.
Well, congratulations. So she has the backpack. You got the backpack.
It's unicorn, glittery, all the things. It was on sale.
Love it.
It worked
congratulations,
out.
Bennett, on your backpack.
Whew. Long story short, though, never take children to Walmart.
No.
It's a terrible idea.
Heck no. Terrible. I did take River shoe shopping.
Ugh, sounds just as bad.
Because I, like, at this point,
but you
got
to take them for that.
Yeah, like, I'm confused about the shoe size, and I needed, like, a drink. It was, like, a Friday afternoon, and I was like, and we need beers.
Yeah, so let's get around.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you are surviving
back to school.
All the things.
Do the things, moms. You got this.
Good luck. And don't take them to Walmart.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Ankle Moms, the podcast.
Thanks for listening.